Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. This morning, I have my buddy Kevin. How are
I'm good. I'm happy to be back. You
you? I'm
know, it's been a while,
happy. Yeah,
before Saturday, but it's been a while.
and you're rocking the Forever Jacket.
Bon Jovi forever, man.
We'll just have the episode that we'll just have you turned around and we can just look at the jacket the entire time. It was a joke, stupid joke. Anyway, so let's get into our topic. We are going to talk about the David Bryan show that we got to see over the weekend. Man, I've said for the last forever that I was hoping that we'd get a David Bryan solo show one day, you know? And we finally got one. Obviously, he's done like little things here and there where he might have popped in by surprise at a bar and played, but like there really has never been an actual show like this. And so to actually see him play live was amazing.
It was, and it was the first time, believe it or not, my first time at the Stone Pony. For someone that grew up in Monmouth County, the Asbury Park area, you would think, oh, if Bruce was there, Bon Jovi was there, whoever, he would have been there. But it was the first time. And once that show was announced, I knew I had to be there.
Yeah.
And for someone that's 30 minutes away, you have to do it. And I brought my parents, brought my friend with me. And then the fact that I got to meet so many Bon Jovi, fans, like you, for example, you're from Erie, Pennsylvania. Amanda, who's from Indiana, who I got to meet, like I couldn't, like the diehards still came out there. The person behind us, or behind me at least, came from Japan just to see Dave Bryan. Like the fan base is unbelievable. And it was the first time I really got to see that. And I
It,
couldn't be more proud, to be honest. I really couldn't.
well, you know, we've been neglected so badly in the last couple of years. You know, there's barely been any Bon Jovi events, especially a concert. And so I think, you know, like you just said, you know, there were so many diehard fans at that show. And it was nice to finally have a show where, you know, we got to see David and we got to see our friends and stuff. And it was a special day. So just to kind of back up for a second. So as you said, you know, this was at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. This show was only announced like maybe
Like July 15th, maybe,
July something.
something like that.
Yeah. And so, you know, like you, I saw it, like, gotta go. So we flew out to New Jersey for the day. And we started, you know, the doors didn't open till 6:30, but as
I
any
saw you. I was in the front row with you. We
as
may
any
have made the 10 people, but it was worth it. It really was.
yeah.
And just the fact to, meet you, one-on-one. Amanda, Santa,
Yeah,
it
Santa
was
was there.
Santa was there. Santa was great.
But
But
you know, but
it was worth it because it was like the first time, like you said, you can see David once in a while, like at a bar, pop up and sing, or at a concert. This was his show. This was his moment, and we weren't gonna miss it.
yeah, and you know, and I think that, you know, like this concert, you know, like you really get to see the talents that David has as an entertainer, as a singer, as a keyboard player. You know, with Bon Jovi, obviously, you know, he's in the spotlight, but he's not in a way. You know, but with this concert, he was the spotlight. And like you, it makes you really appreciate all of his hard work and efforts in the band and just him as a singer and a keyboard player. You know, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, and he also showed the talents that he has, not just the Bon Jovi set list, but like he played some stuff off Memphis, which was on his own, and that was his time to shine, back in 2010. And it was funny because I brought my parents with me, and he's like, I hope my dad said, I hope he plays that Memphis song. And he did. And that was like the highlight, for me, with my dad.
So
Him also playing
yeah,
the
we're gonna get into
Rose.
the set list here in a little bit.
I actually have the set list. I was lucky enough to.
Me too.
Hang on, hang on.
Yeah.
There
Well,
we
yeah, we'll
go.
get to the actual show in a little bit here.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, so you got Matt's set list too.
I did.
Nice.
And it was the first time I saw Matt live as well. And I
Yeah.
was really impressed. Him, his wife, the whole band.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, so we started to line up. We lined up starting around 1 o'clock. We arrived at the airport in the morning. Went to Red Bank for a little bit because I love Jack's Music Shop. And then we traveled to Asbury Park and walked the boardwalk a little bit. And then went to the Stone Point, started lining up, and shortly after, other fans started to line up, and it was great because the doors didn't open till 6:30. So from that period, we all just kind of, you, me, and many others, we just kind of hung out and talked, caught up, and talked about our
I
favorite.
know you got there at 1, I got there more at 3,
Yeah.
but when I was crossing, or like, I was going across Stone Pony, I knew you right away. Like, I knew that was you. And I just went, Jerry, I'll see you in a few.
Yep. And then yeah, so but that was fun. And then I think around like 4 o'clock, we saw David come, and he went into the building and
I
said,
miss In These Arms, though, when he came in.
oh
That's one thing, is I
man.
disappeared for a bit just to get a bite to eat, but.
We didn't even know. I mean, I guess we knew rehearsal was coming, but like all of a sudden we just started hearing the keys to In These Arms, the dun 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 dun.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we start hearing David say, "You want commitment,"
You
and
take a
everyone's like,
look
"Oh,"
into these eyes.
and everyone's pulling out their phones and starting to record it, and we're all singing along on the street. And so like
Right.
everybody in Asbury Park are passing us by, like, "What the fuck are these people doing?" We're all on the street and singing along to our rehearsal, but it was so cool. And we heard a little snippet of David doing Bed of Roses, and so like we were all like, "Is he really gonna fucking do Bed of Roses?"
I can't believe he played that song.
Yeah.
And like that was like the shocker.
Yeah.
I missed In These Arms, rehearsal. I came back, I heard It's My Life.
Oh yeah, that's another one. I
So
forgot he did that one.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's but like he went right in. By the way, the first song, like Everything Is You, him and Matt, they
Yeah.
did that song together. I
Yeah.
couldn't get enough of it. Like I played it on the way back home on Saturday. And then he just jumps, right back into it with Band Name, In These Arms.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know as a Bon Jovi fan, David was a co-writer for In These Arms. So it wasn't a surprise that he played that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But
So
Bed of Roses.
the doors open
Wow.
at 6:30, and I was, so the Stone Point, for anyone that hasn't never been there, it's a very small venue, and so which makes it nice because you love those kind of venues because you're closer to your artist. And they did have a barricade up, and I think you have to have a barricade up, when it comes
You
to
have to, yeah.
Bon Jovi, but to kind of start getting to the show, so the first, so I didn't know who the first guy, he was really good, but the first guy, what was his name?
The
He started,
guitar,
he played for like 20 minutes, but I forget.
but he came on with David at the end. But he was good. I wish I can think of
Yeah.
his name, so we're both guilty on that.
And then the Mattery Band came on. So for any Bon Jovi fan on here, you probably know that Mattery played with Bon Jovi in 2015. He essentially took Bobby Bandiera's place, and they did the, what do you call that, Middle East?
13 shows in Asia. They
Yeah.
played in Israel.
Yeah.
And it was funny. Going back to 2015, I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And then he filled in for Bobby or net or and it was surprising, like, man, he's good and he's local and
Yeah.
he's like David's best friend. And it was, a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden, 8 years later or 9 years later, he's here. So I
And
thought he was great. His wife, also a singer in the band, I thought was unbelievable. I'm blanking on her name, but she's played with John too. Like she was one of the vocal singers. You know who I'm talking about.
Leon, I think her name
Was
is.
it Leon? Yeah.
Yeah,
But
she is so nice. Yeah, but she's
yeah, it's
so.
funny. We waved at each other, and my mom, and like now I have my parents with me, and they're like, Who's that? I'm like, she's playing with Bon Jovi. I know her. So it was a surprise to see her. So it was a good time.
So Matt's show was good. I think they were about maybe an hour or so. And then like I was like thinking the entire time, like they're doing their whole set. Because I think they had like 15 songs
14.
at 14, and then they're gonna take a break, and then they're gonna play with David for another, because we saw the set list on the stage. So, like everyone that, was at the front row, like I was, we're taking our phones and we're like angling at a special way to get a picture of the set list, then we're,
I'm guilty of
and
that
we're all sharing it with each other. So like we all know like what songs are gonna get played. So I saw that David had, here I have the what, nine, let's just say 15 songs. And so, and what was the, so Matt and Reed, that they did their set, and then
well.
we had a comedian come on while we were waiting for David to come on.
Oh
So
yeah, they were busy doing cocaine allegedly.
that's a joke. That was a
I
joke.
know, it was a joke.
Oh, but he was on that metal show, and I forget, not Eddie Trunk, obviously. I don't think it was Jim Florentine. I forget the other guy.
No, Jim Florentine was brought up. I'm not familiar. It was the first time I saw that comedian or heard of that comedian, but no, he was funny. I know he mentioned Jim Florentine, so I
So it
think we're in the
wasn't
same.
him, man.
Yeah, but I think we were in the same, thinking like Ballfield, but no, he was good. He was
He was
good.
a, yeah. I want to know his name because I really liked his stuff and would like to kind of follow him. And then,
My fun fact, actually, when Matt was playing, my mom kept asking me, "Is that David Bryan?" In the back, because he was like near me, like in the background at the bar, and I was saying to my mom, like, where? And I got on my tippy toes. I'm like, that's not David Bryan. I don't know who that is. And turns up, he pops up on stage, and my mom's like, I knew that was David Bryan. I'm like, Mom, that's not David Bryan. Like, but it was like the joke. So,
David
but he
is
was
like,
funny though. He was.
David is like the easiest to spot out because of the hair,
Which I know, which I was surprised my mom was making an assumption of that. I'm like, he doesn't have the perm. That's straight
Exactly.
hair.
And so let's get into the David set. So obviously we're watching the comedian, but we were also watching the entrance door where he, we knew he was going to come in, and you saw like a whole lot of security around the door, and so they keep peeking out. And like even the comedian on stage was like, "Is he ready yet?" Because he was starting to, it's time for. And so and then all of a sudden, like all on our phones, we got the notification that David Bryan was going live on Instagram, so we knew he was coming. And for people that didn't know, he live streamed the entire show, so you can go on his
Which
Instagram.
I did not know until after,
And then so David Bryan came in, the Matt and Reed band came in. It took him like 2 minutes to come on stage, and David and Matt were talking or joking around or something. And then you brought up My Everything Is You earlier, so I'll let you start off the set list with that one.
Yeah, I mean, now I know that Dave and Matt, wrote that together, but it was the first time I heard that song, and I couldn't, I couldn't, I was so impressed. I really was, about the song. Like, it just sounded like Bon Jovi, and then David is, the quarterback of the song, and Matt as well, but like they do a great, duet together. So I couldn't believe it. If my phone keeps blinking, it's the computer, so I apologize
Oh,
if
you're
it,
fine. You're fine.
okay. So but yeah, my Everything Was You was unbelievable. I felt like Bon Jovi, like the Circle, Because We Can era, and I was all on board. And then all of a sudden, Dave goes, "I think you know this one." And then each song, he kept saying, "I think you know this one." And he just started playing the Bon Jovi hits. Like, he opened up with Bad Name, In These Arms, obviously, It's My Life.
Well, let's back up for a second because I
Sure.
want to talk about each song here. So my thoughts and my opinion is like I was wondering how that would sound as an opener, and I was actually really impressed with it. Wasn't too familiar with the song, so like I just kind of watched, and it was just great to see David play live because I haven't seen David, live since 22 tour. So that was great. And then, like you said, then they go into Bad Name, and that was when the crowd really got into it because a lot of people didn't know what song was next. And then I think they had to, did like a quick weird keyboard intro, and
He
then
did, yep.
all of a sudden the shot through the heart, and then the crowd came in to sing, and like the whole place was just finishing that whole the whole part there, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this feels like a Bon Jovi show now,
It did.
and Metal
It
Reband
did.
got right into Bad Name, and man, it like I'm surprised the roof didn't blow off there,
It honestly, like my dad introduced me to Bon Jovi, as a kid, and my father was there. And like we had that moment where it felt like we were at a Bon Jovi concert. Like he put his arm around me during Band Name, and he was like, it feels right. Like I know John's not there or the band's not there, but David's there. We just had like that moment.
And I think for fans like you and me, like I think it felt good and therapeutic for us because we've been just missing this band live. We haven't had any concerts other than the Nashville during release day.
Which I still thought sounded good,
Absolutely. But I just think it felt good for us all. Like I was singing with my friends that are around me and stuff, and it was just amazing. And then, so you mentioned John earlier. So like during this whole concert, it was noted that there was going to be special guests. And was it Bad Name where he was going to bring out Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls
Yeah,
because
he had COVID,
he had COVID?
because he kept making COVID jokes. F COVID.
And so that would have been cool to see Johnny come out and do Bad Name with them, but unfortunately that happened. And then let's get into the next one. This was probably the highlight of the show for me. So In These Arms, which
Oh,
David,
yeah.
it's very rare that David ever co-writes a song, but he did co-write In These Arms on Keep the Faith album. And I've always wanted to see him. I don't think I've ever seen him sing it live. I've seen him do Prayer live, but never In These
I've
Arms.
seen it, like, obviously online on YouTube, but
But and then like just like Bad Name, everybody was singing, and how like at a Bon Jovi show with In These Arms, you jump up and down with In These Arms, and
yeah.
people did it there too, and
I'm guilty of
there was
it.
just so much energy, and I just love the way that David sings that song. I think it's yeah. What were your thoughts?
I mean, once I heard, the instrumental, I was like, oh wow. And it blew me away. It's one thing when you hear it online, on YouTube. It's another thing when you're 5 feet away and you see him performing the magic.
Absolutely.
Goosebumps all over, head to toe.
And you're thinking at the show, I am literally seeing David Bryan perform In These Arms, any Bon Jovi fan's dream. And I love the original version, the band's version, but I will say I love David Bryan's version more, especially because it's on Lunar Eclipse, his solo album.
I was about to say, I know he's got a lot of songs on the album, but he vocally, for a reason, sings that song. That's
Exactly.
his baby.
The next one was It's My Life. I thought that was great too.
It was.
Everybody singing along, happy. I really don't have anything to say about It's My Life. I mean, obviously, I enjoyed it. It was great.
It was a Bon Jovi song that everyone knew, but it's amazing.
There was a lyric change that he did, and I have
He
to.
did something. I know where you're going.
I don't know if we've ever gotten a It's My Life demo where the lyrics were different. So I'm wondering. I don't know if I got on because I tried to enjoy the show and not just record it. So like, It's My Life. I think I got the first verse and chorus, but at some point, I think it was in the second verse. With Tommy and Gene, I never backed down that part. He said something completely different, and so I
I
wonder,
recall that,
is that from a demo? Earlier on when the song was written, or did he just change the lyrics? I can't remember what he said, but
I have to, go back in and look. Yeah,
because I'm
I
singing.
am aware something happened, but I don't know the lyric.
I'm singing along to the lyrics and stuff. Then all of a sudden, he like changes something. What's that? The next one was, and so a lot of these covers I didn't know, and so like I'm just sitting there watching, enjoying the show. But like this next one, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, never heard that a day in my
Never
life.
heard that. Yep. I'm looking.
Now the next one is probably another highlight for us. We got to see David Bryan sing Bed of Roses.
And that was the shocker. Because if you see, if it's John, Fritchie, David, whoever, solo, you expect band name. It's My Life Living on a Prayer. Bed of Roses is not in that category, but it's a beautiful song that we all love. So
And
when he played that, it was, I mean, we were front row, 5 feet away. Like, we were very lucky. Like, that's a song you don't expect.
I don't think he's ever done it. I can't recall any videos of him ever doing that
I
song.
agree.
And at the end, what was special was there was a fan that was, I think there she was closer too, but there was a fan that was crying in the front row at the end. And David at the end of the show goes, "Don't worry, I'm crying too." And so that was kind of special. And David just did phenomenal. And I loved the lighting that they did during that. It was all like red lighting and stuff. And it really fit the mood, obviously. And then they get into Wanted. I'm not crazy about Wanted. People want to shoot me for it, but I'm just not
You're not
crazy.
a fan of Wanted? Like, obviously, I know you love Wanted, but like, it's not like your top.
No, I don't love Wanted.
You don't? Really?
I like it. I just don't listen to it.
It's
I'd
like a
prefer,
ham sandwich.
I would prefer this Left Feels Right version over the Slippery version, but I do like it. And so, but why I'm saying that is because we haven't seen anything Bon Jovi in the last 2 years. I actually did enjoy seeing Wanted live. It
Okay,
felt
yeah.
good.
So did I.
And plus we got to see David sing it, so that was a change of the song. And then they get into Living on a Prayer. I knew Prayer was going to be.
Yeah, you
I was
figured.
surprised it was so early on, And one thing that I think that for me, well, and we'll get into. So, let me hold. Well, I guess I'll just say. So, like the first nine songs are pretty much all Bon Jovi songs,
Yes.
and the encore is six songs, and there's no Bon Jovi songs in the encore. I think you. He could have saved Prayer of Bad Medicine and put it in the encore.
I agree with that. Yep.
But Prayer was fun. So tell me if you thought the same thing. Remember he was doing a piano intro
He
before.
was playing These Days, I'm telling you. I said that to my dad. I'm like, this is These Days. And then all of a sudden, it just became Living on a Prayer. But yeah, right hand to God. I was 99.9 sure. I thought I was the only one, so I'm glad that you brought it up. I thought he was playing the intro of These Days. And I
Because
was getting excited, and all of a sudden I hear bum 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 wah wah wah, like what?
So like I looked at the set list on the stage. I'm like, These Days isn't on there. It's like, is he throwing just audible in there?
Yeah.
And I was turning around to all my friends, like, he's fucking doing These Days. Like, we're gonna see David Bryan play These Days.
I couldn't believe it for 10 seconds.
And then I got my phone out because I don't think I was gonna record Prayer. I got my phone out. I'm starting to record, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're getting. And then, like you said, all of a sudden, the boom, 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 boom,
But
boom.
my father, he was like, we looked at each other and we go, he's playing These Days. And like, let's back up a minute. Like, it's a rarity that John would play that song, as a band together. Richie's solo, like if we're at a Richie concert, okay, you may expect David, never, I would never expect These Days. So, like, the fact that I thought it was happening and you had the same reaction, it was like, oh my God.
I'm so glad. I don't think I talked about this with anybody yet. I'm so glad I was not the only one that thought that.
Oh, yeah, I was on top of it 100%.
No, it was kind of cool that we did get that little snippet. But
But
yes.
he was doing something, for the diehard Bon Jovi fans
What he was
that were
doing,
there,
because look,
you
that.
definitely picked up on it. You definitely picked up on it.
So he got into Living on a Prayer, and that was very, just like some of the other Bon Jovi songs he did, Daniel, that was very energetic. People, I mean, that, like I said, that could have been the perfect last encore song
It
and
would
the
have
show.
been, yeah.
You know, and it kind of felt good because, you know, like we're so used to seeing Prayer as the last song of a show. So I think it was kind of nice because I kept thinking in my head, oh, this is this the end of the show? But you know that it's not. And so obviously we're getting more songs, and then we'll probably let's get to the next part. So this is probably one of my other favorite parts of the show, Bad Medicine. My favorite hit song
Killed it.
band. Man, I never everybody was this is probably the most energetic song that
It
they did
was.
that night, with the crowd just hyped. And it I mean, Matt Arree band, gotta give them, man, they were hitting that song hard. Man, it was good.
They played it more than once before, no
Yeah.
doubt about
Oh yeah. Yeah,
it.
and David fully into it and stuff, you know, and just you know that the da 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 da, you know, that key intro there. You know, then the, you know, then
And
the
you can tell he was having fun. Like he was jamming. Like he kept like stepping in place, like doing his his dance on. Like he was all in.
Yeah. He
And you can tell the band was in a very fun mood, like high energetic, and they were crushing it. They really
Yeah.
were.
You know, and the thing is too, you know, like you and I, we were in the front row, so we get to see some of the things that happen in between songs and the lights go out and stuff. And I remember like a lot of in between songs, David would go, you know, like just catch his breath for a
Yep.
second, you know, and you know, wiping his face and trying to cool down for a minute. And then gets back into the next one. But he gave it his all every
He
single,
did.
you know.
He did.
Yeah, so Bad Mass was probably the biggest highlight for me. I just loved how energetic it was for everybody, you know. And I
It
mean,
was.
and you'd look around the entire van, everybody is singing along. Even the security guards, the David's entourage,
Yep.
everyone is just happy, you know.
That's what Bon Jovi does to you. So you
Exactly.
should recognize that.
And so they do the fake leaving, you know, and
Which
it's
we
funny.
knew was he wasn't
They're all
done.
just standing off to the side of the stage. They didn't even leave the stage. And David comes back and makes a joke. Oh, you thought we were leaving? Well, we're not, you know, or, you know. And then obviously a highlight for you and for me was seeing for a lot of people, the diehards, Memphis Lives in Me, you know, which people don't.
That is I'm sorry to interrupt
Oh,
you,
no.
but my dad like said something to me before the show. I hope he plays this song. And I was like, I'm not that familiar with it. Like I know Memphis Lives in Me, but like I know it's David, but I don't know the lyrics or big on it. The fact that he played it and that made my father's night is something I'll never forget. And it
Yeah.
was the first time I got to hear it, like, lyric to lyric. And it's a great song. It really is.
And I want to add, I forget the guy. He was so nice. I met him after the show. The trumpet player, he played with Dave.
Oh yeah, he
Yeah,
was good. It
yeah. The
felt
back.
like Clarence Clemens was in
Yeah.
the room, where it all started at the Stone Pony.
Yep. And then they got into so. A lot of these encore songs, I didn't know. A Long Train, Break On Through, good.
Couldn't tell you.
They're good songs. I enjoyed watching it, but like, you feel bad because you're in front of
You don't
your
know the lyrics, yeah.
keyboard player of your favorite band, and you're not knowing some of these songs, you know, these covers. But you see, you just kind of watch it. But then they get by with the help of my friend. I've always wanted to see because the band Bon Jovi,
That
they
is a beautiful
have that.
version.
You know, like Keep the Faith, and even with Bon Jovi in 1992, they did that at that concert. So that was cool to see David sing that song. And then they did the fake leaving again. What, right? Did they leave the stage
It
again?
was right after Get By, and it's funny because Amanda, who I was next to, Amanda Murray, by the way, great person. Want to give a shout out to her. She like pulled my left arm and she said, "Don't go."
Yeah.
Which I know the drill also,
Yeah.
because you know when an encore is gonna happen. So
Yeah.
I knew, but I went back to my parents. I went back to Matt and I said, "We're not leaving. He's gonna come back."
Yeah.
And to behold, he came back. And that's, I think, when he ended with Hey Jude, which everyone knows that song. And like I said, when you watch it online, like on YouTube, you know, everyone knows na 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 na. And when you're in it 5 feet away, holy moly, it was goosebumps.
And I kind of, when I saw the set list earlier, I kind of wondered, how is Hey Jude going to work as a final song? And then when it happened during the show, okay, I
Yeah.
can, like you said, the
You
na-na,
can see it.
the David and crowd participation. And then obviously that was the end of the show. They did their bows and left, you know, but it was a really cool show.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe 2 hours worth.
I would say 2 hours, but like you gotta remember, Matt Ari's band played 14 songs. So, and you add up the numbers, you know. David played 15 songs. So we got a 29 song set list. And then you add the people that opened up before that. Like we had 32, maybe 33 songs.
You know, the show's from like 7 to 11:30, and then we all kind of hung out for a little bit, you know. And I forgot to mention this earlier. We also got to see Mark Weiss, you know, who is a famous rock photographer. You know, and took so many photos of the band in the 80s and 90s. He was there with his Bon Jovi display. And I've, you know, we all got to see like the big pictures of the band that he had there. So that was kind of cool. And he was also filming and photographing the show. And then who was the other special guest I was going to mention?
I'm blanking on the name.
I
I'm
didn't know any
blanking
of
on
the
the name.
special guests that came on the stage during the show. Like the guy, I think it was Good Break On Through. I don't know who that guy was. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
I so don't feel bad.
No disrespect. I just didn't know who he was. But but like I said, to kind of conclude, it was so fun to have a Bon Jovi event, you know, related event. And you know, this is to celebrate 50 years at the Stone Pony, which, you know, where we know John and David both have a lot of history in their early years at, you know.
Yeah. The
So,
one thing that honestly, like I'm 30 minutes away from, like I grew up 30 minutes away from Asbury Park. But like the fact I knew about this concert, I told my family, we're going. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I got to meet people or like see you again, obviously, or actually meet you physically for the first time. Amanda from Indiana, the people behind me from Japan. Like, this wasn't just a Saturday night at, you know, on the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore. Like, the Bon Jovi fans really came out. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I met and I'm very grateful for, because it doesn't make me look like I'm the crazy fan.
Well, there's so many friends that, you know, I knew and that you knew and stuff. And so I think it was
Yeah.
just, you know, 'cause like I said, we had to wait a few hours before we got into the venue. So it was nice to kind of just hang out with friends and, you know,
Rain or shine, we were still
exactly.
there.
And we
It
got
was boring at one
where
point.
I had to go in and buy a hat eventually because my hair got all, you know, messed up and stuff. So I had to buy a hat. But yeah. Anyway, buddy, thank you for taking the time to come
Always a
on.
pleasure.
I'm gonna end the recording, but don't hang up. And I appreciate you. It was great to finally, you know, I know I've had you on the podcast before, but it was great to finally have you.
Absolutely. I agree.
Meet you again, or to meet you in person.
I
So,
agree.
all right,
1,000%.
buddy. Thank you.